What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. It's episode 103, Strong the Iron Will Way. Planning just a quick one today, something that just occurred to me. I'm getting ready to go out of town for a few days, will not have access to a gym. Always a little bit stressed out about that, but I try to justify or rationalize or give myself, an excuse to say that it'll be good to take a break from heavy training for a couple days and let my body recover. And I would totally tell most people that weight train hard year-round that it is good to take a week off now and then, and they're not going to lose muscle, they're not going to lose strength, and if anything, they'll usually benefit from it, give your joints and tendons and all that good stuff a chance to rest. But it's always hard for me to take my own advice. So sometimes these little vacation situations are good because they kind of force me to take that rest. But that said, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I can at least do some push-ups and some sit-ups, or body weight kind of things, some body weight squats, and just keep active and keep moving, because I'm feeling like I'm in a pretty good groove of my own training right now, which I'm not always, believe it or not. And so I don't want to lose momentum, because sometimes all it takes is 1 week of being off track to lose your forward momentum and your mojo, and then you kind of come back and you're in a funk for a couple of weeks. So you really do lose ground if you kind of lose your momentum. So it's not necessarily the week of workouts that you miss that's going to kill you, but it's that if that week becomes more than that, much less we talk about diet. You blow your diet for a meal or a day, that's really not going to set you back. What will set you back is if you let that mind fuck you and then you blow your diet for the rest of the weekend or the rest of the week because you feel like I blew it, I might as well just keep blowing it until Monday and then restart. That's a problem. So anyway, not the point of today. Today's point was that I started thinking about doing push-ups while I'm away. There was a time where I would have said, that's bullshit, don't even bother. Like if you're not lifting heavy, don't bother. Because I do believe that weights are the fastest way to the end result. That said, I've matured and learned to listen to other points of view and consider the fact that I'm not always right, and in fact, I'm quite often not right. And I'm a little more open to learning and considering other avenues. So I can think of many people, military people that I've personally known, who do tons of push-ups, and they'll say, oh, I do 100 push-ups a day, or I do 500 push-ups a day, or I do whatever. And they were fucking jacked from these push-ups, right? So that would lead you to believe, it's not uncommon for people who spend some time incarcerated to come out super jacked. And I've spoken to many of these guys, and they don't often have access to really a weight room, but they don't have a whole lot to do sometimes, so they spend a lot of time doing push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and are freaking built like crazy when they come out of there. So there's definitely something to be said for the body weight push-up, pull-up, body weight squat, sit-up workout. On the other hand, I can think of a million people that I've met that tell me they do X amount of push-ups every day, and they don't look like they do anything ever, right? They literally don't even look like they exercise. So what's the difference, right? Why do push-ups work like magic for some people and they don't work for other people? Well, I'll tell you, the answer to it is pretty much the secret to why everything works for some people and nothing works for other people in both fitness and in their life, business, whatever. Have you ever watched some people do push-ups? There is a very big range in a big difference in the way that certain people do push-ups. You can do 20 perfect military chest to the deck, all the way up, all the way down, straight line, perfect form push-ups. And if you did a couple hundred of those a day, you'd be pretty good, be pretty in good shape. But if you did what I see a lot of people do and call push-ups, you could do those all day and still not see any results because they're a crappy version of a push-up. They're not challenging. They're not all the way down. They're not all the way up. They're not core straight. So they're just a crappy push-up. So basically, by doing a crappy push-up, most people make it easier. And when it's done in a form that is super easy, it's not challenging to the body, and the body has no stimulus to respond. So that's the person that says, I do 100 push-ups a day, but nothing works. Okay, so that's the difference. The difference is, are you doing 100 good, hard, challenging, effective push-ups, or 100 sloppy, shitty, without any effort push-ups. So the same thing applies to running, right? I mean, there's people that will tell you they run every day, and they're not fit at all. And there's other people that run every day and are the fittest people on the planet. Well, the difference is the people that run every day and aren't fit, when you watch what they're doing, it's barely running. It's maybe briskly walking, right? And compare that to the person that is out there running their ass off for an hour a day or half an hour a day, whatever it is. You get the point. If they're sprinting, do sprints for an hour a day and see what happens. And compare that to the person that goes, quote-unquote, jogging, but they're really, high-stepping and fast-walking through a neighborhood. That's a huge difference. This is also the same as the person that, you know, quote-unquote, works on a project for 3 hours a day versus the other person that works on a project 3 hours a day. Effective, concentrated working on something for 3 hours a day will result in a ton of progress in a short period of time. 3 hours of concentrated work on writing a book, finishing a project, working on, spreadsheets, whatever it is, man, that is a lot of time. For most people, 3 minutes of working means, or 3 hours of working means, 10 minutes of work each hour and 30 minutes of checking Facebook and 20 minutes of checking Instagram and then 10 minutes of work. So after 3 hours, they've done 30 minutes of actual work versus someone that's done 3 hours of actual work, right? So this all ties into a podcast from a few days ago about the programs and the effectiveness of this program versus that program. Just about any fucking program will be effective if you actually put real intensity and effort and focus into it. I don't care if it's body weight program for working out. I don't care if it's heavy weights for working out, powerlifting, if it's a CrossFit program, if it's a bodybuilding program, if it's a running program, if it's work stuff, if it's a project. If you decide to really give it everything you've got and try hard, whether it's learning a sport, anything at all, try hard at whatever it is with any program. Just try hard consistently, and I guarantee that program will work. Sure, there will be some that are more effective than others, but more often than not, the difference between the two programs is the person doing it and their effort and intensity level and focus in doing it. That's it. Bye, guys.